Well, welcome everybody. Tonight is our Saturday night live on the Light Ship. And the date today is November 21st, 2015. So let's clear the date here for everybody. Here we go. So clearing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do the emotional clearing for people if you have any situations going on. So think of your situation. Maybe you have a pain problem. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll energize the light beam. So as many as you have up will energize. They have a TV monitor screen with a bunch of them up. It's up to you. So here we go. I use the word stronger to do that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go to the light ship probably maybe about 45 minutes approximately, 40 minutes, 45 minutes. So we'll have our show here. So we'll bring Ann on. So, Ann, are you out there?
I sure am. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. It is, as Ron said, Saturday night on the light ship. You're listening to Ron Ametron. This is the Creation Light Ship Healing Show. Ron has a website. It is creationlightship.com. If you have not seen that, you'll want to go check that out after the show tonight. There's a lot of wonderful information on there and a lot of free healings. Also, if you would like to send in a question or comment or testimonial, you may do that at any time to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can click on the button that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio page online. And we love feedback and information. So thank you, Ron, for charging up. I was going to say light up the light beings. They're already lit up. They don't need to be lit up. And for doing that emotional clearing. Do we all feel like we're on the CLS Now timeline? Everybody listening?
Yep, everything feels good.
Great, great. So shall I read some emails, Ron?
Yes.
We have a couple of comments from... I'm sorry. I wanted to just add that we already have requests for special rooms that people like to visit when we go to the light ship. So you're welcome to send in any requests that you might have for tonight, and we will go to those rooms. So we have a couple of comments about last night's show, Ron. So someone wrote, when Ron told us on the radio show last night what the aliens are doing now to our feet and subsequently being put on timelines, I knew immediately that I was one affected. Everything Ron said as to how the aliens are doing this is correct for me. About a week ago in the morning, I stumbled but did not fall. After that, I gradually had problems with my feet and pain. The healing work that Ron did last night has helped me tremendously, and I'm doing much better. Still a little discomfort, but the healing continues. I have been doing timeline crashes for myself on this, and this helps even further. Do you recall that you did a lot of foot healings for us last night, Ron? That was terrific.
Yeah, great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, and another one. Please do another media clearing sample. I saw some news coverage today, and I really saw how there's always an emotional hook put in there. I also noticed what you described last night, that you get this urge or prompting to go on to the next story and also to find out more. Such a trap.
Yep.
So we did talk about that last night, but if you could do another sample, maybe people need that.
Yeah, so if you saw something, you know, that's distressful to you, here we go. I can clear that one particular situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. So you might want to kind of remember that if you're a TV watcher a lot and watching a lot of things that are going on, typically in the news or let's just say, current events of things that don't look too good, you may want to, you know, keep doing that media clearing on yourself all the time. You know, you could be getting hooked up and, you know, continuously wanting to see things because it kind of stirs your interest. Remember, you're put on those timelines when you see them. So even though you think that it's happening maybe even in a different country or even, you know, closer hall, maybe, you know, 200 miles from you, once you see that, you are actually in that energy. So just remember that. So you do want to get out of that. That's why we have a media clearing, so you're able to disconnect yourself from things that you happen to see. And media clearing could even work if you saw something going on, you know, and it wasn't necessarily in the media, but, you know, your media of looking at something will say, as you're living life, something happens. That could also help you with that also. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you very much. Thank you for clearing that. Okay. So we have a nice testimonial. Hi, Ron. I have been listening to your shows for about 2 years now. I first did the death barcode clearing and some timeline crashes. I finally got to do the emotional healing a couple of months ago, and wow, what a difference in my life. I want to share with other listeners that Ron is so correct that you need the emotional whole life healing. It changes everything in your life. Nothing bothers me now that I have had that clearing. Heartily recommend to all.
Yep, that's good. Yeah, you want to get that to get yourself disconnected from things around you and things that you brought forth in your life that came up from your DNA. So that's why you definitely need that clearing. Everything that you're dealing with is typically from an emotional, you know, standpoint. And that's because it got triggered in you, and the DNA had it. So if you have ever noticed where you've seen an event happening and it doesn't bother you whatsoever, whether you have the emotional clearing or not, that means that you probably don't have that lined up to come forward in your life. You know, where other people could be, you know, talking about something, how awful it was, and to you it doesn't mean anything. Well, that means that you don't have that coming up next on your plate. You know, maybe it happened a long, long time ago. So if that, you know, when you have that happen to you, you know that, yeah, I'm not tuned into that. And you may not be dealing with what they're dealing with. But if you do resonate to something, understand it or get drawn into it, then you know that you need to get it out. So that's why you do the emotional clearing. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, all of your clearings are so wonderful to help us be stronger and really eliminate all the gunk and problems that get put on us from living here on Earth. So another problem that we have, that we all have to deal with here, whether we know it or not, are entities. So I have an email about entities. Concerning these entities that have bitter attitudes towards us, is this the way they are, or have they been programmed? Do these entities have entities behind them controlling them? Or what is the source of all of this mischief they direct towards us?
Normally, the entity will carry the life of the person. And normally, the dying process that people have will say, it's making it very, you know, simple here. I would assume most people, as they get older, they end up being bedridden. Either they go to the hospital or they're bedridden. And maybe for, you know, I don't know, we'll just say just to pick a time, maybe 2 years, maybe the last part of their life is pretty miserable. They have something. So right away, that's going to be imprinted in the emotional body. And so naturally, when the emotional body comes back in after the body dies and it's dealing with stuff, it's what it's going to remember is how the body died. So it'll have that negative imprint on it, which would be a lot stronger than, you know, thinking maybe your wonderful birthday party at the age of 10 or something. It's going to have a lot more negativity attached to it, because it's a stronger energy. The emotional body will, you know, contain everything that the body has done in its lifetime, physical body, but mainly it's the negative stuff. And then it'll come into a person, you know, come into your thoughts, you know, body hop into you. So it's sharing your body. And it shares its emotions with you, and it'll naturally find a way to communicate with you. And a lot of times that communication may not be too pleasant, because that person may not have liked you, or they liked you a lot and they wish that they were with you now, and then you start feeling guilty. It'll bring up situations and scenes, and yes, it could have other entities maybe even attached to it, you know, that the other person that died has attached to. So maybe the entity liked to play golf, and maybe you don't even know about playing golf, but it has its energy of playing golf, and, you know, so that makes you want to play golf. But remember, it has maybe all of its golf buddies who died anyway. So you could have 10 entities coming into you because they're all friends. Remember, just because you have one doesn't mean you can't have more. And all of a sudden, you find yourself wanting to play golf. And, you know, from there, you're doing a different lifestyle according to what they want to do. So, yeah, the entity could have other entities hitchhiking with it as it comes into you. But normally, it's going to bring forth situations that are maybe more negative, just because that's life here. And that's probably why entities cause more harm than good. Now, they can, since they're a conscious energy that you can't see, at times they could maybe, in a sense, using the term loosely, be a spirit guide. Because they aren't visible, so that would indicate a spirit. So they could be with you, giving you some guidance, and that could be fine too. You know, but normally you want to have yourself run your life and not have something else telling you what to do. But some people that I've seen in the past rely heavily on their spirit guides. And from there, you know, it's an entity talking to them, and the entity wants to do what it would like to do using your body and controlling it. But yeah, I'm sure that probably most people that had an entity come into them, and maybe they're going to have a close call with something, and they said, no, turn left in place of turning right. You go, where'd that come from? Well, it could be from your spirit, or it could be from an entity knowing that there's trouble brewing, you know, on that right-hand turn or something. So that's what I would say your spirit guides, using that term loosely, would be. Most people would like to think that, you know, it's not an entity of Uncle Fred or something, that it's an angel with a certain name on it talking to them. But that's what it basically is that. You know, and then also going a little different here, you know, the healer, John of God, you know, he uses entities, you know, doctor entities. And that's, you know, stated by him that, yeah, he kind of moves out of the way, I guess, and these things hop into him, and he has all these doctors in him doing these surgeries on people. And so that's what he's using, his entities. So, you know, a lot of people have had healings that way, and then other people have not. But regardless, that's what he's using, his entities. I myself would not wish to have an entity working on me. So anyway, and could an entity come into your dentist or doctor if you're doing something? Well, of course it could, you know. So that's why when you, if you are going under the knife, we'll say you want to make sure and hopefully hope that the entities are not going to be in the doctor, and that he gets the proper clone put into him. Remember, the clone gets switched out every 10 minutes. So you want to get the clone that went to the school that knew how to do this operation that they're doing on you. Otherwise, it could be an entity that wants to play doctor. So anyway, we can probably switch gears here. That could be kind of bad. you've all seen pictures of people that went into surgery and they have a pain in their body afterwards, and they do an x-ray, and they go, wow, how'd that pair of scissors get left in that body? You know, what's going on here? You know. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ryan, we have another listener has a question about entities. It's kind of long, so I'm just going to edit here, that they know, it's well known that when a person dies, they hang around and attend their own funeral. And the first question is that their emotional body or spiritual body or both?
Well, the entity, the spiritual one will say is your own spirit. So that's not going to really, you know, it'll come out of the body along with the emotional body. But the emotional body needs more of the physical body to get charged up with, so it'll find a host. Your spirit is really not going to body hop into people. It's just kind of watching over the people, its relatives possibly, or loved ones, we'll call it. And then at some point, maybe within a couple of weeks to a month, at that point, the spirit gets taken by the darkness, and it's out of here, going down the white light tunnel, which people talk about. So let's say you want to do the clearings, you know, for the deceased loved one's spirit body. That's what looks out of your eyes, and the emotional body is just a body that deals with emotions. And that can body hop. And, yeah, what will happen is normally if you go to a funeral, you're going to see people maybe crying about this person leaving. And they're not really crying their own tears as far as loving that person, we'll say, and missing them. That's the entity from that person who's, you know, in the casket coming into somebody. And it's very, very sad because it's no longer living. So it finds somebody that it can cry through. It's actually sobbing its tears through a person because it now no longer has a body to live with. So back to you.
Wow, yeah, okay. Well, thank you, Ron. And, you know, this person goes on to say that someone very close to her passed away recently, and even though they were very healthy and vibrant, they did say to her recently before they died, you know, I've had a great life, and I'm ready to go. So I guess the person was sort of having a premonition, huh?
Yeah, very possible, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so we have another, this just came in, another comment about last night. Thank you so much for all the clearings last night. I had a bone spur on my right foot, and now it's absolutely gone. My whole body feels revived. The clearings have definitely changed my life for the better.
Great.
Yes. Okay, we're getting in requests for the room. Oh, I just wanted to say that when we go to the light ship later, in case you're new to the process, you can request one physical healing to be worked on while we're there, as well as if you'd like to request a room for us to visit. But could you just talk about, Ron, the importance of talking out loud to both the light beings and our own spirit?
Okay, yeah. So when you go to the light ship, you're bilocated. You're actually there physically, although you may not have that consciousness. You may just think you're sitting here and not going anywhere else. Remember, you're taken out of time. So remember, you're dealing with time energy here, you know, tick-tock, tick-tock, you know. And when you're out of time in source energy, you can be, you know, here and there at the same time. On the same location here and also on the light ship. And when you're on the light ship, you do want to request your healing, and it should be out loud. You can whisper it. Only because your body needs to know what's going on, and you're telling all your cells what the condition is and what you want to have healed, along with the light beings. So light beings are communicating with you some way. Maybe through mental telepathy, maybe they're talking to you. You know, it's hard to say how that actually works, but you are in 100% communication with them. And on the light ship, you are healed. And you're being back and forth here continuously during, you know, the process that we're there, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes. Now, what happens is when you come back after you had your healing, then the emotional body, your pain body, your trauma body, your mental body, all these other bodies that you can't physically see that are here to protect you, that are all, you know, contaminated, will and can take the healing away from you. That's why you want to have clearings so that you can get more spirit energy in you to hold the healing. So you may say, I went there and maybe I felt good for an hour or two and the healing didn't stick, using that kind of terminology. And, you know, how come? Why? You know? Well, it's because these energetic bodies recontaminated you, so you didn't go far enough to clean yourself out. Which one do you need to do? Is it one body or two? Well, everybody's different. You know, you have to find out what your issues are. If you talk about fear a lot and you get afraid of things, then you want to definitely have, after the emotional clearing, you know, and after the mental clearing, those are the two ones that you want to do first. Then you may want to do a fear clearing. So you know what your situations are in your life. You know, are you frightened all the time? Are you in fear? Do you worry a lot? You know, I don't have a worry ward clearing, but, you know, the fear one is probably the best thing. And do that clearing, and then see where you are after that. These bodies are resonating to you past the events in your life, and then they get triggered, and now once they get triggered in you, now you're on those timelines. So that's the way the clearings work. You want to get off the timeline. You got to first clean the body out. So if you didn't do any clearings whatsoever and you heard a sign about timelines, you go, oh, yeah, you know, I fell down and I hurt my shoulder, so I'm on the timeline now of a hurt shoulder. That is correct. But what caused the problem to begin with? Okay, so you could clear maybe 1,000 timelines and maybe feel wonderful, but your body still has a problem with that energy. So you want to find out why you hurt your shoulder, because you don't know what body it is. You know, you could kind of maybe look at it. If you ask your body, say, what energetic body caused this here? Or what's the trace in your life? So you want to get rid of that, the energy on the energetic body that caused your problem. This didn't happen, you know, by an accident. It happened because that energetic body was stuffed full. Your spirit energy wasn't really with you. And maybe it's taken a long time to heal because your spirit can't heal you. Because maybe you kicked it out of your body by this energetic body that's contaminated. It leaks into your physical body. That's kind of how it works. So, what do you think? Yeah.
That's, well, great information, Ron. Thank you, as always. I actually have another testimonial about feet clearing. You were a big hit with everybody's feet last night. So I'll read this. The feet healing last night was amazing. I'm not quite sure what was all done, but I fell asleep easily and slept very well all night. This morning, my legs still felt great, almost tingly, and my legs and feet feel relaxed and strong. Thank you, Ron.
Great.
So is there something, sample healing you'd like to do, Ron?
I think the biggest problem that people have, we've been talking about entities, emotional bodies that kind of take you over, inhabit you, and give you the thoughts of different situations. Remember, you can get those emotional bodies coming into you, you know, very easily. I'll just give you an example. Let's say that I'll talk about the East Coast. So let's say that somehow you're in New York and, you know, you arrive there on vacation or something, or you live there and you go, I want to go up to see maybe, I guess, it's Buffalo, New York, where the Niagara Falls is, if I'm not mistaken. So you want to see the falls there. So you go up there and you start watching the falls. Well, all that excitement there and stuff will draw entities. They want to come into you to watch the falls. So whatever you're doing there, you could be drawing these entities to you because of all this excitement from other people. Remember, the excitement brings the entities. And so you could just go there, not really knowing too much, and leave that area and say, gee, you know, I feel a little strange. You know, I want to go out and get a cigar or something. And I never smoked in my life, but, you know, it just feels like I just want to do that or, you know, whatever, you know, as far as some type of addiction. That's because you picked up something. And the easiest way to know if that's happening to you is either you be kind of like be thinking of something that you're doing that you really haven't done before, and or your handwriting changes. So it'll be interesting if people comment on this here. Have you ever noticed your handwriting changing? Maybe you normally write a certain way. Maybe, you know, you write and maybe it, let's just say to do a sentence or something. You know, most people probably don't write anymore. They use their computer. Well, let's say it takes you 15 seconds to write something or to sign your check. And then all of a sudden, one day you sign your check, and instead of taking 5 seconds, it takes about two. You go, wow, this looks like a scribble or something. What's happening here, you know? Or boy, this looks really nice. I got really beautiful handwriting today. Well, guess what? Something else is writing that check. Or maybe you wake up and you're really angry and you start swearing at everybody. You never swore before in your life, you know, and you wonder what's going on, you know. Am I possessed? You know, I never said these words before. I've heard them, but I never have, you know, done it. Or you get road rage, you know. And somebody cuts you off, and sure enough, the entities pop into you. I'm going to get even with that person. You know, I'm going to run them over, you know. And now you're doing 100 miles an hour chasing something at the freeway. And, you know, that's what happened. So that's entities coming into you. And the whole thing is, gee, that person never acted like that before, you know. That's not their MO. You know, they're really a calm, nice person. You know, why do they do that, you know? And that's the reason entities pop in. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. So we have another email, Ron, from someone who is finding, you know, backup information or, you know, confirmation of the things that you teach us about. And he writes, I'm always intrigued with others talking about the alien agenda. I saw an interview with a lady who explains the same thing Ron and Creation Lightship is talking about. She said there's black goo taking all our energy with no care, and there's no way to stop it with the dark forces getting stronger. Of course, we know that there is a way to stop it because you just gave us a free healing to get rid of that, Ron. Do you want to talk about that for a moment in case we have new people listening? And thank you. Actually, if you want to listen, hear that YouTube talk, the listener sent the link to it. So if anyone listening wants that, you can just write to me at clsquestions@yahoo.com and I'll forward it to you.
Yeah, so we do have a free clearing for the black goo, black mist energy. There's also a green mist energy, too, but the black one is pretty bad. What will happen is when you start doing it, you may actually physically see this stuff appear in the sky as it leaves the earth. So normally if you have ever seen a cloud out of nowhere appear, and it kind of looks like, for me when I see them, some look like cobwebs, black cobwebs. You can almost see a little bit of light through them or see the sky through them, but they're normally not always real solid. But there are ones that are really bad looking. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, black clouds appear, and that would be more than likely what it would be, then they leave. The clearing will bring them out, and they'll get out of here. As far as what I talk about, I do get a little bit of information out there from things. I would say 99% of what I talk about is what I have experienced. I don't read any books at all. I listen a few times to YouTube stuff, but normally I only listen for about 5 minutes. So I don't read any books. So I don't. All that I'm telling you is what I have experienced. Okay. And so I don't get into anybody else's copying what they say, like a lot of the presenters do. They'll read a lot and, you know, get information and kind of tabulate it, then they go out on the circuit and spew all this stuff out by somebody else's, you know, judgments and opinions, and then they just kind of, you know, hash it up and make it their own like they have experienced this. No, I don't do that, you know. So when I tell you something, it's what I have experienced, not what I got from somebody else by listening to somebody. I don't do that whatsoever. I live in the now. So back to you.
Okay. Wow, another testimonial, Ron, about last night. Last night's feet healings were amazing. Absolutely love the chakra clearing Ron did when you go into the heart and bring that down through. I remember you brought that down through our body. My whole body was buzzing with energy. My feet are walking more straight. My sister called me a name when I was a kid, said I used to walk like a penguin. I am the person who wrote in with a cut foot, and I will start timeline crashing on it all. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
Yes.
So what we're doing here, as you're listening to the program, and we do the sample clearings, well, the samples, because I don't clear your whole lifetime, so you're getting one thing done. Like I said last night, I believe, the pre-clearings on the website that say sample clearings, those are not a sample. They're 100% full-on energetic clearing. There's nothing that's being held back on the website with those, even though it says sample. I'll be changing the name on that, but the and it'll say something else besides sample. Now, what was I going to say here? Oh, okay, so when I do a clearing, all I'm doing is clearing your energetic bodies that brought you that condition. And then as that energy is released from you, your spirit can come in and take in more territory. And I'm also clearing the spirit of that energy at the same time. And that's how you have a healing. The healing is done through your spirit. Although your spirit needs to have the horsepower behind it to move the energy. And most people's spirits, I'd say probably almost everybody on the planet, the spirit's so deluded that it can't help you. Saying that differently, when you have a problem in your life, you get hurt or anything like that, at some point your spirit leaves you. When you need your spirit the most, it's gone, and it will eventually come in. Like if you had something that maybe a broken arm, your spirit could be out of your arm, maybe even out of your body possibly, but out of your arm for sure. It could be out for half a week because of the pain that's there. It doesn't want to go into pain, because the pain is negativity. It doesn't want to deal with that energy. It's too heavy for it, so it leaves. And so what I'm doing is empowering your spirit, giving it more horsepower when I do the clearings, and your spirit is the conduit to help you out. So that's the way it works. If you don't have a spirit, then you're not going to have a healing. When you put the space holder clearing up, possibly if I do a clearing on you, the space holders could eliminate the negativity from coming back in, but they will not do a healing. But at least it'll hold the space. So if you can get your spirit back into you, then it can be exchanged. The space holders would leave at that point. So back to you.
Okay, yes, we're looking forward to that, Ron. That'll be nice to have that online. Okay, someone wrote in, handwriting changing. Yes, I have noticed my handwriting changing. Does that mean one should immediately do an entity clearing?
Yes, Not only will it be changing your handwriting, it could be giving you thoughts, right, which is what they do. They could be giving thoughts about doing something that, it may even be good, but you want to get back to yourself. So you're running that entity's life and what it would like to do. And, so you don't want to have something else running you. You want to run yourself, let's put it that way. It could be great. You could have your handwriting could change, and this entity could like eating, Hershey candy bars all the time. And so you now go, I better go buy some more candy bars. It really tastes great. You could be having those, not realizing that something is making you eat it. But your body goes, yeah, it's not too bad, probably, but it's forcing you. When I first did clone replicas from people, I was back in New York at the, I think it's called the Europan. It was around 42nd Street. And we were working with a lady. She came in to say hi with us, and we're having some dessert, naturally. New York had a good cheesecake. This is quite a while ago. And so anyway, we're in there, and she got one of these cupcakes with probably about an inch of frosting on it. And we looked at her, and she goes, yeah, I get these off and on now. They're very good, I thought, oh, geez, all that sugar, But everybody likes their own stuff. So I did a release of the clone replica that was in her. And she ate about a third of it, and then after I got it out of her, her eyes got brighter, and then she, sat in front of herself, took a bite of it, and spit it out. She goes, Scott, how could I be eating this crappy thing? It's full of sugar. So that's what happened. So the clone replica in her, which is not an entity, but it's very similar, we'll say, because it's not you. So whatever was controlling her liked to eat that. So it had a sweet tooth, and it ate that. So who knows if you have been eating these things for quite a while, Well, that's how the aliens work. So on your own replicas, you know, bum was in you a year ago and you liked one of those cupcakes. Well, that whole blueprint is being transferred to the next alien race within, you know, in the next 10 minutes. And it's going to say that I like these too, because it's already in your blueprint. So all of a sudden now you could have an addiction because you have a lot of these things liking that because it's passed on. And now you have a habit. So when you become yourself, then all of a sudden you go, wow, I don't really want to have this. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. So this might be a good one to read, you know, before we go to the light ship tonight. This is a listener who I believe is, you know, she's been listening a long time and I believe has done a lot of the clearings. Her family, her mother, father, and two sisters has died from, you know, we try not to talk about the diseases on the radio show, so a very prevalent disease that's in our world. And another sister has it now. And she says, I feel bad for her, but I cannot go around her because I feel sick when I leave and begin to think that I have the illness. I do not even want to talk to her on the phone anymore. She called the other day, and when I saw that it was her, my hair stood up on my head. What can I do to break this chain of this disease in my family so it will not happen to me? I try not to think about it. Thanks for your help.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that family members probably had it, so it's probably genetic, and she just happens to be aware now that this could be on her doorstep. That's what I'm hearing. And,
right.
You know, her hair stood up on end. Her body knows that, yeah, you know, don't get close to this energy because mm-hmm. it could get drawn to you. And you don't want to get it activated. So her body's given her a really good clue about, you know, walk away, Renee. But what do you do now since you know that this could happen to you? What you want to do is naturally timeline crashes on it. You could have entities in you from your ancestors, okay, that maybe died of that illness. Okay, I'd look at that. And your body goes, you know, I don't know what to do. They're bringing this negativity into me. You know, you have to look at it as if it's not yourself. Okay, so what would you do if you knew that there was entities and they all had that death of that particular illness and they're your relatives? Well, they're all going to come to you because they know you. And so right away, they could be bringing in that energy. That's why you don't heal. You don't heal because entities come in with that similar or same illness that they died from. And then now it can activate in you. That's why when you do entity clearings, remember, when I do clearings for people and they go, I got a pain here or there, I go, let's first do an entity clearing. And normally the entity clearing, most of the time, by doing that only, without working with your pain body, because you're just getting rid of entities that are laying this heavy stuff on you, once you do the entity clearing, the pain can go away. It may not even be in your pain body. It might be them giving you the pain. So that's why you want to do entity clearings. So I would do that for all your relatives that you know about that died. And then from there, your sister has it, so right away that's a trigger point. And unfortunately, I don't know what to say about your sister, but she's probably given you the best gift of wellness because you now know that you don't want to go down that road with that illness. And it's possible that since your sister is in your soul family, almost probably guaranteed, maybe your soul family is infected with this disease. That would be all your relatives will say. So you may want to disassociate yourself from your soul family. We have a soul family clearing on the website, and you may wish to do that to get away from it. And you want to probably, you know, at least do these clearings when you do them. One time is not enough. So you may want to, you know, if we have an unlimited version, maybe do it weekly or something. That's the biggest problem that people have that I see is they do a clearing once. And they think, oh, I did that. I did that 5 years ago. Why do I still have this problem? Well, geez, you need the unlimited version because, you know, you have so much baggage that doing it once cleared you, but everything got brought back to you because of other people's energies around you. And the other people will give you the problem. So this is what I'm saying. Your sister is trying to give you the problem by talking to you, and you're going, no, I don't want to deal with that. You know, so the entities may want to body hop. You know, misery loves company, and they may want to, you know, activate that in you too. And that's all they know. So that's how I would look at it. I would do the soul family clearing also. We can do one more question maybe if you like, and then we'll go to the light shift in a few minutes or so.
Okay. May I just say something about that last email, Ron?
Yes.
The woman does, the person that wrote to us, does the whole life entity clearing. We know it has an incident box, so should she be putting in there entities that have this disease? You know, I command they be destroyed or removed, and entities that come from, you know, XYZ family members.
Would that be the way to work that? Yes, I would work with that one at a time. And then
Okay. Also
when you're doing that, I would also get the timeline crashing.
Right. And I had another thought. What about the special healing and the seven-generation special healing, since it's something in her genetics?
Yeah, that could do that. But I put that special clearing up for people who have that condition, okay?
Okay.
She doesn't have it yet. It's on her doorstep more than likely, okay?
Right.
Because she's seeing it, okay? And so she probably doesn't need the special clearing unless she were to, you know, have that thing diagnosed with, you know, having that. That's why the special clearing is there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's possible you could still do that. But remember, everything works with what you have. You don't want to bring something to you by alerting the aliens that, you know, I'm afraid of cancer, so I'm going to do a clearing because I'm afraid of cancer or whatever it is, you know, because that could bring them on your doorstep. Because now you're working in fear, and the aliens love your fear, and that's why you don't want to connect with it that way. It's sort of like, in a sense, maybe you're afraid of dying, okay? So, you know, there are people listening who probably have that. So they go, you know, I heard about the death barcodes. So I'm going to go in and do death barcodes. I want to do maybe two each week. I want to make sure they don't get on me. Well, right away you're telling the aliens that you're in fear of having death barcodes. So they'll probably put them on you because, you know, they found you. But that's why I have people, you know, send me an email and they say, how many death barcodes do I have? Or did I pick up any extras, you know? And so it's always good for me to know what you had in the past to see, you know, what you may have lurking if anything is out there on you. You know, the death barcodes get put on at birth. So you want to just know if they're still trying to connect with you. Normally people don't, I'd say probably 40% of the people don't get barcodes after they do it for the first time. And the other 60% of the people may have them come now and then. So anyway, let's go to the light. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, there's there's one other thing before we go to the light ship I just wanted to say. I always try to be aware that there might be people listening who have never joined us before, and a longtime listener wrote in that the plum tree has blossomed many times since Ron has been helping us. And I wanted to just share that now because when we go to the light ship, you always include our plants and our trees and our pets and everything, and I just want people to be aware of that. So when you go to the light ship, it's not just you. So thank you, listener, for sharing that. That's very nice. So we're set.
You.
We have several requests, Ron, for room. So
okay. I'll just talk for a couple of minutes here. Yeah.
Sure.
There's a person that they would pick up, take their parents' garden up to the light ship. And they had corn that was, if I'm not mistaken, probably 12, 15 feet high in their yard, right? And their neighbors had corn growing about maybe, 1/3 of that. And they wanted to know what type of fertilizer they were using on their corn because it was standing out so much. And it kept growing, so the person had to stop taking the garden up because the corn kept going.
That's
so
great.
Anyway, that's a comment that we had come in. So anyway, yeah, we'll go to the lights. Maybe you can type in or just get online, and we'll find out what is going on, what rooms people want to go into.
Okay. I'm typing
okay,
them in for you.
Okay, coming in. Okay, here we go. So this will probably be about a 10-minute session, everybody. So here we go, going up to the light ship. And this only works live in this program. If you're listening to it on an archive and you like what we're doing, then come on Saturdays. You have to be live to go up. So here we go. And if you think you've been up there without me doing this, then you're in the light of the darkness light ship. They're giving you a false image. So you don't want to try to go there yourself. You will be in darkness. So here we go. Went up to the light ship, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. Going up, I'll count to five. You'll be bilocated. And you're going to notice the room will be a little different as you look at it. Nothing will be courting each other or yourself. So one, two, three, four, five. And so now you're completely out of time. And here we go. And you might feel very peaceful and relaxed. So we're going to go to the first room that I normally go to, which is the detox room, which has the hot tubs in it. And there's like a gel there that you get into, and it helps to detoxify your body. So if you have any problems, just request that. And it's best just to say it out loud. You want to have, maybe you have a condition, lymphatic system, or maybe thyroid, or there's something going on, you know, or just a general detox. So just request that. So here we go. We're in that room, and we're going to go to another room. And here we go. Let's go up to the room that has the amethyst crystals. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, the energy's there. You're in two rooms now. And request your healing. We'll go into another room, which is the dragon room. And here we go. There'll be dragons there. When you go into these rooms and the light beings appear, there's always three of them. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we've got a deer room. So again, request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we'll go into a room of your choice. So if you have a condition or something going on, just request the healing right now. And you'll be escorted to the proper room to help you out. I want to go into a room that deals with throat energies right now. Side of your mouth, throat energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I want to go into the room with the elephants. And you can pet these. You're up there physically. They're right in front of you. And you can put your hand out if you wish and go across the texture of the skin. And there we go. So here we go, elephant room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into two more rooms. We have the floating magnet room. This is where these can help to release some of your pain that you could have. So here we go. Some people like to put their hand on a location if they have pain. Maybe your neck is kind of stiff or something, bending over the computer or something. Maybe you have a little side ache or back ache. So put your hand there. That helps out too. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And I guess I'll do two rooms. So one room will be the waterfall room, so stronger. This is like the detox room, cleaning you off. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the last room will be the room with the dolphins. And again, you can put your hand out in front of you, just palms facing forward, and you're going to feel a presence there. And you can move your hand back and forth. Depends what you're touching on the dolphin. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll come back from the light ship now. So coming back down. And your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with you. And here we go. Coming down. I'll count to five to bring you back. You can feel yourself getting a little heavier, possibly a little more dense. as you come back here into this reality. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That was wonderful, as always. Every Saturday night, and this is the place to be. Okay, I'll get back to some questions then. Someone wrote in, could my spirit be tainted as I do the spirit integration, or is it cleared off every time? So maybe you can just explain, Ron, how we have a spirit integration on the at the end of most of the healings.
Yeah, well, that does allows your spirit to come into the space that was contaminated. So when you do a clearing, you're getting rid of contaminations on you, in you, these energetic bodies. And the energetic bodies, your spirit will not go into. But the energetic bodies leak that negativity into your physical body. So when you clean the energetic bodies, the physical body will normally automatically get healed. And then your spirit can come back into those density areas that it couldn't go into before. It won't come into darkness. So back to you.
So there's
no way it ever gets stolen or taken. No, it can't. When it's outside of yourself and it's hanging in there waiting to come in, maybe your spirit's been kicked out of your body for 40 years. Well, and that's part of that spirit will say, just making it really simple, is a puzzle piece. And that puzzle piece goes to your right ear, maybe your earlobe, and you don't know about that problem. So you do some clearings, and all of a sudden you kind of realize that, maybe my right earlobe was when I got really angry with my parents a long, long time ago, and that's where the darkness got collected, because you got out of balance and you were upset. That darkness energy has to hang in you someplace and live. And so you do a clearing. Because you're angry, the spirit popped out of your body, so left your earlobe, and now it's hanging on the outside of you for 40 years waiting to come in. Now, did the dark side take it in 40 years? Probably not if it's still there. And so maybe it's playing hide-and-seek, Maybe it's going underneath your armpit and staying there all the time, because it doesn't want to be seen by the darkness. Now you clean out one of your energetic bodies, and you realize that, I was angry with my parents. I don't feel the energy on it any longer. I did an anger clearing, and now your earlobe is cleaned off, and your spirit, now when you do the spirit integration, it can come back into you. That's the way it works. So you kick your spirit out when you are in judgment. That's the whole bottom line. If you get in judgment, then it depends how much energy you put into judgment. I'm sure a little bit of judgment may not harm you that much, but if you get angry with something, then right away, forget it. You're down the rat hole completely. So, that's why you have the unlimited clearings when you do the whole lifetime one. So if that does happen to you, you can clear it out and get back to where you were before. Because people will trigger you and get you to do things, say things, react a certain way, because dark side doesn't want you to be peaceful. Maybe your friends don't either. I had I don't know if I could find it here. It was kind of comical. Let me see here. I got to get into my text messages here. Let's see, where did I put this here? Let's see. Here it is, if I can read it. Let me click on it here. So that's at this store, that little outside coffee place. I don't drink coffee, but I had to get it. But anyway, I didn't have any. But this little sign up here says, are you guys ready? Please neuter your pets and weird friends and relatives. That's great.
Oh, that's funny. And leave them home.
And weird friends and relatives. Well, that was great. Anyway.
That is great.
And then they had a little, joking with the lady there, they had one of those little, like a little turkey, and his head bobbed up and down, it's probably about 2 inches, in diameter, kind of. You've probably seen things like that. But it's moving up and down. I can't recall, that's the only thing that was moving, right? I said, well, what are you going to do, after Thanksgiving? Are you going to get a picture of the body of the turkey in there? Or are you going to put a sign on the one you have now that, I escaped? Anyway. I guess we go to 5 after. We have about 10 minutes here. 9 minutes, maybe.
Great. Okay, I have another testimonial from last night's show. Last night, you brought the earth in to 100%, and I noticed today the difference, such as a clear sky, sudden warm summer-like weather, and an energy surge, and all the trees and greenery seemed more vibrant. All the healings last night on legs, ankles, and chakra alignment must have helped me a lot, too, as I walked over 4 miles today in the heat with a lot of pep in my step.
Great. Wow, that's good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Ron, because that really was wonderful. Could we do that chakra alignment thing you did last night again? Could you do it?
I'm trying to think what that was, Anne. I'm in the moment, so I know.
Okay. Well, maybe just a chakra. You know, just balance our chakras.
Yeah, I can do a chakra balancing. Here we go. So heart chakra, moving that around so it's pointed forward. There we go. And go up to your throat. And moving that here. Okay. And third eye. Good. And moving down now to your below the heart, going to your power chakra. And moving that. You might feel the inside of your body shift a little bit. Well, just at the expo, some people are really sensitive. Their eyes get really big like they saw, you know, a deer seeing headlights, you know. You actually feel it moving inside of them. There we go. And second chakra. Around your navel. Here we go. And first chakra, base of your tailbone there. There we go. And there. So we'll just see how that's feeling for you. So back to you.
Yeah, last night, I think if I remember correctly, you pulled energy, maybe our spirit, just all the way down into our feet. I think that's what you did.
Yeah, what I can do for that is the in and out clearing. So this, some people get a little dizzy on it. But what I'm going to do is take the spirit out of you, your spirit, and bring it into your feet. So we're going to go out of your head, and we'll say, or out of your heart chakra. But normally it comes out of your head because it has to go out through your whole body. So we're going to do this cycle. It's coming out of your body from your head, going into your feet, and keep doing that. And I'll use the word in and out, or out and in, depending on how I start. So here we go. Going to take your spirit out momentarily. So coming out, in, out, and 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 in. There. So your legs should feel heavier, and you should feel normally tingles. So tingles are that your spirit's connecting with your body where it hasn't connected before. So I'll do it one more time. So out and in, 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 out and in. Here we go. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And we have a link to that out and in clearing or process that you do on the BBS chat page that you have given us to be you know, forever, like you can listen to that anytime you want. You did that on a show a while back. So I really enjoy that, Ron. Thank you so much. Okay. So shall I keep going with some emails, Ron, or do you want to do some more healing?
No, let's get the emails.
Okay.
People send them in, and it's very beneficial for people to listen to them.
Yes, and this one's about timelines. I must have put myself on a timeline by reading a pamphlet about smoking. I read that secondhand smoke could lead to heart disease, and last night I had a dream that I smoked. In waking life, I never smoke. Today, I had a pain around my heart. I realized that I had been around lots of people today, and the entities of those people may have read the vibration of my parallel life and went around my heart and caused more pain. I cleared it through the entity and special clearings.
Perfect. So that's exactly what can happen to you. Where curiosity killed the cat. So you brought the timeline in of smoking, and whatever else you read, you know, probably cancer or something, you know, you probably got intrigued about something. Or maybe one of your people that you know, you wanted to do some research. Remember, the research can kill you. So, remember, you can get this stuff automatically coming into you. And let's just say that you're 20 years of age and you're doing a project in college or something, so you want to find out about how smoking is and how it's going to affect people. You never smoked before in your life. Now you're 16, you go, man, I got emphysema. What the hell happened here? Well, you triggered it when you were 20. And all these things probably, you know, came into you. But, yeah, that's very good about being around smokers. And very possibly, you could have even woken up tasting cigarettes in your mouth, tasting that menthol or whatever taste that cigarettes give you. So, that would be on timeline. So they did a copy and paste on you. Now you're having that experience. So I would keep on doing timeline crashes until you're out of that. So back to you.
Okay, great. We have another question. This person, is there anything you can do to help someone who's lost a lot of their spirit? I know it cannot be recreated, but is there anything you can do to help my life, to live a better life? I often find myself simply pacing back and forth. It's hard to stay up timelines because of my inability to connect to myself or be able to go within my body for some reason.
Okay, it sounds like more mental. You know, you're not going to sense or feel your spirit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to find your spirit in you to connect to it, that's never going to happen. So your spirit's a non-judgment, and as you're trying to look at it mentally, then it's not going to want to connect with you mentally. So a lot of people have that problem. They are assuming that they have less spirit energy, and naturally you do. You had more when you were born. That's the way it works. Dark side steals it. But whatever you have is what you have. So you can't dwell upon what you don't have, and you can't worry about it because you didn't know any difference. All you can do is get back into the peace energy. And when you're in peace energy, then you can have your spirit of what you have now. What's left over, okay? What didn't get stolen or abducted. So as far as trying to find your spirit, if it's on the outside of you, then doing clearings will bring it in and, you know, do that spirit, integration or whatever we have on some of the free clearings. That will bring it into you the best that whatever is around you. But if it's gone in the darkness, there's no way you can go out and find it. But don't get too mental with this here. It sounds like you're getting very, very mental about the situation. And the dark side will give you more energy in the mental realm about you losing your spirit. And, you know, maybe you smoked pot when you're younger or something, and now you're worried about, you know, the spirit that you lost because you smoked pot. And you can't worry about that, you know? What you have is what you have. Walk away, Renee, from your past experiences and get into the now. What you have is what you have. You're not going to go back any time in your life to bring that back to you. You can crash timelines, which could help. If your spirit is lost space, you have to do timeline crashes. Let's just say that we're talking about pot smokers, okay? So all of a sudden, you go, yeah, you know, I smoked pot, you know, in the late 60s. So do some timeline crashes on that, maybe lots of them. And very possibly your spirit could be lost in space out there floating around. And after you clear the timelines, then maybe you could do, you know, the clearings of being lost in space, a space-time crash, and maybe it could come back to you. That's your only thing you could ever do. The dark side took it, it's gone. And don't even worry about that because it's gone. You can't do anything about it. You don't get guilty or be upset about it. So it's time. We got six after here. We got to leave.
It's time.
Oh, you are, buddy. So let's do the mind to heart drop. So command on your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2 and 1. Okie doke. Here we go, everybody.
So you should be very peaceful right now. You're in the present moment. And you stay that way until you start to think. So just stay peaceful. And watch out for that phone to ring. A lot of times people want to call people when they're very peaceful to take them out of their peace. So blessings, everybody. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow. Thank you. See you later, everybody. Blessings.
Night all. Thank you, Ron.